Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I tell you how it is. You see the title, the reaction, and the markets are still going up. And when you realize what all that means, it breaks down to real simplicity. Quit spending, cut the problems on a financial and realistic basis, and things start improving, such as the market. Stopping the financial hemorrhage happened, and the markets are still going up. Yeah, get the picture, get that picture very, very clearly, because that is the crux of what's really important. Now, I've got a whole bunch of stuff to go through, so I hope you enjoy this. A senator, just one, said no and saved our country $40 billion. And for now, anyway, the overall take on things is simple. I got a Washington Post that is for May 10th, and it's got a picture of the Supreme Court with great big dynamite sticks holding up the porch and a big red sabotage over the top of it. This is the partisan attempt to destroy the court. Guess what? Ain't gonna happen. The court has decided to turn some things around. And Roe will not be missed. This is an editorial in the same magazine. And I say true. It is a people's state issue. It don't belong to the federal government, and they realized that, and so they changed it. Oh, my, don't believe Mayorkas. And the data show the southern border is open. Uh-huh. It just keeps going and going and going, and there's no stop in sight. Now, here's something from Hugo Gurdon, the main man and editor-in-chief. Guess what? It's titled, "The Public Disagrees with Pelosi on Abortion." I wrote, "Just abortion?" She has the capability of causing more problems than can be fixed. Ooh, your land. At least the rich are safe. Police line, do not cross. Yeller tape. The rest of us, at least the rich are safe. The rest of us, not so much. Mm-hmm. Well, even in those places where they tell you don't carry a gun, better have one. You might need it. Where have all the school children gone? Well, some of them are staying home. A great many of them have gone to different schools. And most of them have gotten an attitude problem about CRT and a bunch of the other garbage that both K through 12 and colleges teach. And they think it's great. Those fewer school-age children are increasingly opting out of public schools. Gee, I wonder why. Is it the same thing that Disney found out about DeSantis not willing to subject kids to certain kinds of indoctrination? My, my, my. Grass is greener where politics are redder. The left, the left wing. Havens of New Jersey, Illinois, Connecticut, New York were among the states controlled by Democrats, with most people leaving for greener pastures and usually redder. My, my, my. And it goes on and on about naming the names and all that stuff. Now, here's a question, but it's also a title. Have woke corporations finally learned their lesson? Was the Disney fun and games enough to tell them they don't have a right to screw with our kids' minds? something to think about, ain't it? Well, it gets into academics and a bunch of other things in this. they're thinking that the that Putin's going to go after the Balkans. Well, he's got trouble just getting home. Okay. Courting chaos. How a leak started a national row over Roe versus Wade. Anybody knows the story. And it's very simple. Abortion originally was not designed as it is implemented nowadays. It was designed as a stopgap for somebody that some little girl had been molested or raped or whatever. And all of a sudden, the left got a hold of all of that and decided that it was more a convenience than a reality. Really? I can get an abortion anytime I want it. Everybody with a big mouth, including Elizabeth Warren, jumped in. Utah is becoming a hub for healthcare innovation, and it's good too. I read the article. Now, this is from the Washington Examiner, May 10th, 2022. You want to look it up? Do so. here we go. Senate Democrats bluster on Roe response. The familiar call to end the filibuster sounds again. They won't get that either. Oh, boy. Russia eyes cyber attacks and hybrid war approach. They don't have the capacity to dial a friend's phone. Slow growth for Amazon and Meta hampers regulatory efforts. Yeah, well. A rail company thinks federal regulators are holding up new safety measures. And they have been for about 10 years. 10 years. Y'all, and I bet they won't like that. And when I tell you what you can do, you can stick it. That's a fact of the matter. Farewell to arms control. And they got Putin and Biden ready to shake hands. Say anything to you? Trump endorsement appears to have boosted J.D. Vance, who triumphed in Ohio primary. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see who and how much these newbies can do to rectify things. Biden's energy policies miff interest in groups of all kinds. Critics see the administration as an equal opportunity disappointer. Yeah. He closed the oil fields, and the only part he's opened up, and I mean the only part, is the part that don't mean anything. Dry wells and whatnot being opened up. Yeah, that's real. So you thought you'd dodged a bullet. Well, there you go. Any decent journalist would have vetted, verified the identity of the supposed drudge editor before taking the harassment claim public. That Lorenz failed to take even this basic step, despite being a self-described leader in online and tech reporting, simply inexcusable. That's Adams. You hit the nail on the head real good. Oh, boy. As diesel prices soar, small trucking businesses struggle to stay afloat. The cost has risen to record highs in recent weeks. Well, hello, President Biden. You're the one that did that shit. Beware the popping of the housing bubble. Last time it popped, a lot of people had serious financial problems. And I mean dead serious. A lot of people went bankrupt and insolvent and whatever. A member of the pro-union side is seen during a heated argument with a police Scotland officer as thousands of Scottish independence supporters march through Edinburgh as part of the All Under One Banner protest. People are getting tired of the horse shit. You guys are going to have to change your tune and the manner in which you do business. My, my, my. Here's Gurdon's column. Suddenly, Biden agrees with Alito. Ooh. I read a major opinion on it to overturn Roe versus Wade. Well, that's interesting. Oh, now we've got thunderstorms out here. A vindictive EU is stirring trouble in Northern Ireland. Uh-huh. Anatomy of a wave election. I mean, there's, you know, there's enough stuff here to... Here's a guest columnist, Green, Ministry of Truthiness. And that's about as far as that's going to get because I ain't going to say another word because it's all horse hockey. Yeah, you heard me. That Ministry of Truth is just that. 1984, among other things. Editor's letter. Oh, my goodness. The week, May 13th, 2022. Green light for record gives the go-ahead to what has become an increasingly radical anti-abortion movement. No, it hasn't. I told everybody to be cool. That the breach of the Supreme Court's decorum with a leaked opinion will a year or two from now look like just a little prelude to the merciless national fight to expand abortion restrictions that the U.S. is in for. No. What they said was, and I'll quote them if need be, you can look it up. It has to do with the difference between the people saying they do yea or stay in a vote and the Supreme Court deciding for them. They don't want to decide for anybody. All that does is cause problems. Supreme Court preparing to overturn Roe. Hits the fan. States decide. Overturning Roe won't end abortion. I'm going to say that one again because there's too many people that are missing it. Overturning Roe won't end abortion. Capiche? It will just defer the matter to the states where this profound moral question will be debated and settled the way it should be settled in a democracy. By we the people. Prospects of abortion battle transform in midterm politics. Not really. It's the same old stuff. They made their bed and they're laying in it. They don't like the crumbs. They shouldn't have done it in the first place. Twitter. Well, must go through the deal? I would say probably. Now, here's a little something on guns and self-defense and your rights and a bunch of things, although left in one little blurb. It's under Only in America. Sheriff Bob Johnson of Santa Rosa County, Florida, has encouraged homeowners to shoot intruders to save taxpayers money. It's cheaper to just stick them in the ground than provide 20, 30, or however much a year to support them in a prison. You don't have to feed dead people. If a suspect is shot rather than arrested, Johnson said at a press conference, the chances of them reoffending after that are zero, so we'd prefer that you do that actually. Defense lawyers called his advice wildly irresponsible. Yeah, well, let's send some of the miscreants to the defense lawyers. They think they're so cute. Well, let's give you a chance. We'll let you play with the bad guys. Oh, boy. It keeps going. San Diego, deadly wall. Parents with broken backs, shattered limbs, patience. I'm sorry, not parents, patients, broken backs, shattered limbs, and other gruesome injuries, arriving in trauma wards after falling from a 30-foot-high border wall built during the Trump administration. Oh, maybe you ought to try coming in legal. Maybe that's the problem. Let's see here. It keeps going. Let me see if there's something. Oh, yeah. Filtration camps. Russian soldiers are hauling tens of thousands of Ukrainian civilians off to filtration camps where they are brutally interrogated and accused of being Nazis. Maybe it's time that you somebody decided to pick things up and actually exercise some of the shit the Nazis pulled on people against the Russians and see how they like it. I mean, you know, what goes around comes around. What's fair is fair. Ethiopia. Police used tear gas to disperse young Muslims last week as they prayed outside the Addis Ababa International Stadium during the Eid al-Fitr holiday marking the end of Ramadan. Here we go. Jerusalem. Free of the Nazi label. The Russian foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, accused Israel of supporting neo-Nazis in Ukraine this week, days after angering Israel by claiming Adolf Hitler had Jewish origins. Well, I hate to bust everybody's bubble, but Hitler was a Jew at one point, believe that or not. Then you got this stupid, really stupid thing. Briefing. Prosecuting war crimes. History shows that it's difficult to hold war criminals accountable. Will Vladimir Putin and his army ever face justice? Well, if you take people captive, put them in forced labor camps, you can hold them responsible. Now, here's the question. Who is going to enforce it? Endangering the life of the mother. Vast majority of Americans support abortion in cases of rape, incest, complications that threaten the life of the mother. Pretty simple, huh? Ooh, GOP's plan to steal 2024. Guess what? CNN? J. Michael Ludig, we're sneaking up on you and Dems and anybody else that's anti-American. Yeah, you heard me. Muslims are Swedish. No one really talks to Muslims in Sweden. Just that simple. And they really had some problems with anti-immigration provocateur Ramos Paludan. Clashed with protesters over his plan to burn copies of the Koran. Oh, I wonder how that go. Okay. Europe weans itself from Russian oil. Good. Less they got, the better I like it. Vaccines. Young kids may soon be eligible. No, they're not going to be eligible. Period. Anybody that does that, put them on a slow boat, aim them toward the middle of the Pacific Ocean, and turn loose. Supreme Court leak, a turning point? Not a turning point. School prayer. When is it coercion? When forced. Slavery. Harvard's $100 million reckoning. That's the biggest crock of horse hockey reparations I've ever seen. Oh, the libs dressed as the wicked witch. Melting. I'm melting. Musk is standing there with a bucket full of free speech. And he's got a elephant behind him just laughing his whatever. I like that. I really do. Right to repair. Apple grudgingly opens up the iPhone. Yep. You can put a new face in it on your own if you got some technical expertise. It's no big deal. one is saying now we got a fifth force to establish whether there is a fifth fundamental force of nature. That's what these guys are spending millions of dollars on this shit. What's the sex life of a caterpillar like? I mean, you know, it just keeps going and going and going. Anyway, I went through the entertainment section and all this other stuff. The only thing I found better than the what you should watch and all that sort of stuff was the stir fried eggplant. It's from India, so it's gonna be spicy and whatnot. They want me to live in Georgia. My family's from outside Atlanta. Have you heard of the Great Stone Mountain? Might check that out. You'll find the Bailey name on it. Yeah, it's right. We used to own that sucker. Economy, surprise slump, brings stagflation fears. It wasn't a surprise. Good Lord. Texas isn't done with drilling. Good. They're looking to find other ways to do the same thing. Now, I agree with them. The federal government should keep their boots off the supply chain and hose of oil. Just that simple. It's not complicated. Oh, here's the nation, 1623 of this year. Ooh. Let's see if there's anything in here. I wonder if there's anything in here. Losing strategy. Oh, my goodness. NBC's Meet the Press in early April. Hillary Clinton expressed frustration with polls showing that Americans are turning against President Biden and the Democrats in the midterm elections approach. Aw, may you have nightmares, PTSD, and all kinds of good things to go with it. Yeah. Crime wave, white-collar malfeasance is out of control, but you wouldn't know that from our political discourse. Nobody's talking about it. Why aren't they talking about it? It's very simple. They don't want you to know that the CEOs are dirty. Against World War III. I don't think anybody wants World War III unless it's a conventional type of war. It's time to rethink carbon taxes. No, it ain't. You want to pay a carbon tax? Go ahead. We'll let you. Ain't nothing I know of against it one way or the other. Give us your tired, your poor. Putting out the welcome mat for white Christians. Oh. And a red star while slamming the door in the faces of other migrants is an American tradition. Sure it is. Send some people back to their origins. What's after burnout? Medical staff is beginning to get to their limits. Staffing crisis is not because we don't have enough nurses. It's because nurses can't work in these conditions any longer. They get to their limit and they go home or don't come to work, whichever. Oh, boy. Evading the past. Murder, war in Ukraine. Ooh. And it's with the new war, riveting public attention in the United States. Afghanistan was essentially forgotten. Unbelievable. And it keeps going. The thing that I have been seeing are not seemingly relative until you get into them. Other ways for historians to tell stories about progress, then do not underestimate the inequalities of the present. True. What do you do about that? Well, it looks like you got to change the whole friggin' structure of the whole friggin' system in order to get to a point where someone can actually do something positive with the mess we've got. Oh, boy. And you know, I go through these magazines. I read a lot of the articles and whatnot, and I keep finding a whole bunch of horse hockey things that don't really do anything for anybody. And that's the part that worries me. Mother Jones alluded how private equity is stripping America apart for parts. Well, there's a way to stop that. Been done before. Don't bet against it on that. Their fight is our fight. Truth is kryptonite for authoritarians and oligarchs in Russia and here at home. A letter to the editor. A letter from the editor. Putin's propaganda media and Fox News. Oh, yeah, because it'll hit the same themes. Coincidence? How about a lie? Yeah, that's right. A little Miss CEO. There's a direct line from what's happening in Odessa, Ukraine, and what's happening in Odessa, Texas. A lie. How many lies you got to tell trying to get your version of the truth across? Reminded that when the truth has millions of determined people on its side, you can't shut it down for good. Really? I have to really be Oak Flats citizen and Copper Brothers, Minor City, Community Quarter of you. Oak Flats, indigenous peoples' territory, sits on a copper deposit that miners say could meet a quarter of the U.S. needs. So they're trying to get rid of the indigenous any way they can. Oxford School massacre could have been stopped. Oh, boy. there we go, the smash and grab economy. Private equity billionaires are looting the country, leaving everyday Americans to clean up the mess and fight for the scraps. Well, maybe those same oligarchs and billionaires need a visit. Maybe they need somebody to come along and say, that's enough, private equity, because they invest in transactions that are walled off from the public markets. Private equity is ongoing on the U.S. economy is something of an open secret. Modern-day private equity firms is not to finish off sick companies, but rather to stalk and gut the healthy ones. Time to cut them a bit of slack. You know, hold them over a cliff, cut the rope. Private equity firms successfully lobbied Congress to repeal the Glass-Steagall Act, undoing restrictions on risky investing by commercial banks that had been erected in the wake of the Great Depression. I'd say we ought to bring that back and stuff it up some Watusis. Oh, my. It goes on and on. Private equity is only one of those things you've got to deal with. But from here to there, we're not in good shape. Oh, my goodness. Bought and paid for. pipe dreams. How to cash in on federal climate tax credits by settling ethanol emissions across 5 states. Guess what? I bought and paid for this land, and I'll be damned if you're going to take it from me. You hear that? Midwest Carbon Express. Ooh, Summit Agricultural Group. Anybody listening? Heard from some neighbors about that Summit was prepared to appeal to the Iowa Utilities Board to seize any land not ceded through voluntary easement. Ooh, that's something that somebody's talking about eminent domain. Environmentals and everybody else don't see any benefit. The pipeline is part of their battle over land rights. January, someone applied to the Iowa Utilities Board for a pipeline permit, which if granted, will automatically trigger eminent domain for land not acquired by agreement with owners. I'd suggest that the owners get armed. I suggest that they be ready because the war is starting. 100 landowners in the pipeline's path are refusing to cede right of way. Cool. If you all put it together and there's a couple of veterans in there that can direct things, those people are in trouble. He has since joined a grassroots resistance movement that has prompted commissioners in 15 counties to urge Iowa's utility board to deny eminent domain. And it keeps on going. It's like Keystone Pipeline. Biden thought it was funny to cut that off. Well, the witch, Elizabeth Warren, is involved in this up to her eyeballs. State's Mobile Home Park Act. Law forbids ordinances that don't expressly promote the safety and convenience of homeowners and requires landlords to notify tenants of changes in property ownership. Sansuki Pluck was rewarded. Strive rescinded the rules before the tenants could escalate. We're winning, in other words. And it's refreshing. Oh, boy. Capital gains. Private equity's favorite tax break is one of Washington's favorite punching bags. Why can't anybody get rid of it? Because nobody gives a shit. Giving a whole lot of rich people more money for no reason other than that they're rich. We got to cut the apron strings. If he happened to accidentally cut something else, that's not your problem. Oh, boy. Mercury got gutted. Bain is going to suck every penny out of it. Bain Capital. My. How do we extract the most value from the patient we're killing? By slowly siphoning the blood of it. You've only got 30 minutes to take care of all those animals. Well, a few good men. Valley Forge Military Academy builds themselves a school that breaks down young cadets and builds them back better. It succeeds at one of those things. There's not too much that is going to change things until we decide to first change the people out of office. Take them out and dump them on their head in the gutter. Then you got something you can work with. It might have holes in it, but I guarantee you that there is at least, I'd say somewhere around 3/4 of the people that get dropped, people willing to fill those positions. Think about that. Think about somebody with honesty and integrity taking a public office and not backing up, not fudging or making deals or anything on it. Think about that. You talk about people running for the woods. Eminent domain fight gaining momentum. The Branstad connection could become crucial. Ooh, the guy can make a difference. The former governor appointed two of the three board members of the Iowa Utilities Board, which will ultimately decide the case. Well, I wonder, are they bulletproof? Yeah, I know. Well, that's another magazine that hits the dust. Got one more part to go through. And I like it because it's National Review, May 16th. And what it states in the first part of the column called The Week is usually pretty cool. What does it say? Zanny Fauci just declared that we are out of the pandemic phase of COVID-19. When will we be out of the Anthony Fauci phase? Everybody needs to ask that of everybody that, you know. We're happy to see Elon Musk put some of his money where his mouth is. Uh-huh. And he's not backing up. Put something on hold to make sure he was getting what he was paying for. Federal land, a tiny percentage of the available acreage would be open to oil and gas development. Oh, really? I found out something different on the news the other day. Oh, boy. Early gender-affirming care is crucial to overall health and well-being. However, the lack of conclusive evidence and the potential for long-term irreversible effects, as well as the unacceptably high risk of doing harm associated with hormonal and surgical treatments for minors is unacceptable. Ignored the recent increase of clinical caution in Europe, the Netherlands, Finland, Sweden, United UK, and France have all put the brakes on gender transition for minors. And Florida's right in there following along with them. You want to play? You can play by the rules or leave. Florida's got a problem leaving. Florida Department of Education rejected 41% of the math textbooks that were proposed for use within the state public schools on the grounds that they incorporate prohibited topics or unsolicited strategies. Unsolicited strategies, the state says, are critical race theory, social emotional learning, and the last vestiges of Common Core. Any questions? Operation Lone Star, Texas Governor Greg Abbott launched Operation Lone Star, sending state troopers and National Guardsmen to assist in preventing criminal border crossings. That's going to get interesting. Oh, boy. The Bills owners have a $6 billion fortune. They can build their own stadium. How about the public says no? Then again, what part of no don't you understand? Even Democratic lawmakers are disturbed by the possibility that the administration will delist Iran's Islamic and Revolutionary Guard Corps from the State Department's terrorist designation list. That's something you don't want to do, by the way. How about this? As if to set into the stark relief, President Biden's interest in spending $1.7 trillion taxpayers' money to write off the student debt obligations of America's most privileged citizens, Harvard University, which has an endowment of $53.2 billion, announced in April that it will spend $100 million to atone for its extensive entanglements with slavery. That isn't the subject, you dingbats. What needs to happen is that you need to first of all, quit charging so much. Number two, and this is a lovely one, freeze the accounts in terms of interest. My. The son shall not bear the iniquity of the father, neither shall the father bear the iniquity of the son. Anybody got a question with that? Take it up with the management. We believe that they can win. Yeah, I think Ukraine can. our inhumane border. Migrants and Americans suffer from what the suffer when law is absent. How about we turn it off? You can do that. How the right misunderstand its history. I read that. It didn't really come up with much. The Book of Suffering on the Limits of the DSM-5. Mostly BS. You want to read the article, look it up. It's National Review. May 16th, 2022. But you got what you got is a psychiatrist taking a step backwards. DEI threatens DOD. I didn't do anything for anybody either. Didn't help anybody. Oh, Lord, what a mess. Athwart, makes no difference who you are. Blame Disney for identity politics. They said they were LGBTQ and all that. And it's a right. Really? How about you come up with it out of that wonderful document we've founded this country on? first of all, Bill of Rights. And secondly, you got a little thing called a Constitution. Oh, boy. Anyway. This continues and keeps going ring around the rosy. And notes from the underground. Ooh. There's just too much horse hockey going on for anybody to make sense of the mess that we have created. Well, now we get back to the oratory. We got done with all the magazines. A senator said, knowing the stock market's still going up and $40 billion has not been allocated. One man can have this big of an effect. One guy, one senator. What about all of we the people? Can anybody write an email, text somebody, send a snail mail letter saying no? I mean, I'll give you an example of what's going on. You ain't gonna like it. It only came out once. Or twice on media that I watch, baby formula is being diverted. Reason we got a shortage to migrants as our southern border remains open. Well, somebody got the cart before the horse. Everybody needs to send a clear message. Biden closed the oil fields and values migrants over Americans. High prices of everything is being done on purpose. That ain't no accident. It becomes obvious that this whole administration has declared war on the people. Ooh. Thought control of the National Security Administration's Ministry of Truth shows the intent of this administration. Yeah. Biden and his administration, along with the Congress, senators, and those who assist in this, need to go. Now, if we've got to go down to Washington and drag them out kicking and screaming, that's fine. We can toss them in the river and cool them off. It has nothing to do with anything less than the violation of the public trust. Yeah, that's right. Many are corrupt, have financial connection to our enemies, and have committed acts of insurrection against America. Hey, George Soros comes to mind. I wonder why. These are the enemies within. Crimes are obvious. Smash and grab, carjackings, and inflation. Yeah, inflation's a crime when you do it the way they're doing it, beside a beating. Believe it or not, there is one worse than these. One worse than those crimes there. And it's not the kind of thing that I would stipulate other than this crime makes all others pale. Yeah, that's right. It is the crime worse than rape. Betrayal. That's the word, betrayal. The act of betraying. Betray. One, to lead astray, seduce. Two, to deliver to an enemy by treachery. Three, to fail or dessert in time of need. 4A, to reveal unintentionally. B, show, indicate. C, to disclose in violation of confidence. The betrayal here is with intent and purpose. All those involved know and have been briefed. Those who are real patriots should be able to see the large cleaning ahead. Every miscreant has to go. Now, I am going to say this so that people get it. The innocence of a child is not something to play games with. It doesn't matter what kind of games, any kind of games. Therefore, butt wipes, such as Disney, such as public education, who think they are in charge of our children, guess what? If you don't quit, we're going to come after you. Large numbers of us. There are many more citizens with children than there are teachers. I don't think you'd withstand the onslaught of a bunch of people that are really pissed, really mad, telling you to quit it and you're telling them to get screwed. I don't think it's going to last too long. Now, the fun of the whole situation, even outside of that, first they raised prices intentionally. Started the first day of Biden's administration, if you can call it that, and has been getting worse ever since. Now, there were rumors before he took office of a food shortage coming. Guess what? There's food shortage is still coming. Now, has anybody noticed a problem getting baby formula? That's the first indication. Oh, we'll starve your babies if you don't comply. How about that, huh? Think about it. That's the truth of it. If somebody don't like this, it's pretty simple. All they have to do is disprove it. And they can't. And the reason they can't is because it is truth. Go a step further. We're in a sticky situation. And that situation is that we, the people, have an option, have a choice. Either we can take care of the problem by whatever means it takes, whatever is necessary, or we're going to have to deal with an after effect that lasts generations, not lifetimes, generations. We done lost one generation, and we're looking at losing two, maybe three more. I suggest everybody put their stuff together and think about the possibility of not being able to handle things or handling them. That's what you have to get your head around. This is what you got to climb across. Oh man. If you haven't been prepping and getting ready, I definitely will suggest you do so, and you better do it quick because prices is going up. Now, let's go back to the other part of it. We have an obligation, duty, et cetera, to the United States of America. That duty is very simple. To support and uphold the Constitution, not as somebody wants it to say, but as written, to apply moral standards that these people don't seem to have. Well, if they don't seem to have them, you grab them by the ankles and drag them out of the school. It's very simple. Oh, what are the police going to be doing? They're going to be battling about 200-300 of your fellow people over the same thing. We have the authority. You don't. You better get out of the way. You're going to get hurt. And that's what you got to understand. Now, the police have the obligation of supporting the things that I have mentioned and supporting the people who intend to see to it that it's enforced. So, hello, policemen. You have a choice. It's not very nice. Never said it was going to be. But that choice is very succinct. It's time. It's past time for everybody to rise up to bow, play the fiddle hard, and see just how far we can get before somebody decides to do something about it. In the meantime, organize. Build a phone tree. Get everybody and their mother-in-law out there to understand that it's time. You don't have no wait time. You have no time of grace. It's over and done with. Until that time that you get her done, get her done.